At the National Ag Day activities, I'm visiting with a board member for the Agriculture Council of America, my good friend Barry Nelson with John Deere. And Barry, I know you've been on the board here a couple years serving. I'd like to maybe help people understand what ACA, Ag Council of America, does. And of course, Ag Day is one of those big things.
Sure. Ag Council of America, and by the way, we've been having Ag Day since 1973, so we've developed a pretty good brand here. And with attendance that we have here in Washington this year, it's been a great success. But I'm on the Ag Council of America board, and what we do, our sole job in life is try to plan what our next Ag Day event will be, which we focused on one day in Washington, D.C., but also an Ag Week so that the local communities can promote agriculture in their local area.
I mean, we call this National Ag Day. We have these activities here, which are very important with interaction with lawmakers, for example, but there are events taking place all over the country, and materials and assistance comes from Ag Council for a lot of those, right?
Right. You can check the Ag Day website, and a lot of the local communities then use the information, the materials that are provided there. But one of the things we wanted to do is just focus on one particular day where a lot of the industry leaders could meet in Washington, D.C., meet with politicians, have the FFA kids help us out. They're actually making hill visits here, and everybody kind of rallies around the flag, so to speak, to promote agriculture.
What is the Ag Council? I mean, I know you're looking forward to next year's event already, but I know you had a meeting here today. What do you want to say about what we can expect? Just a great event coming up next year after we get through this one?
Yeah, we want people to understand, on our board, in fact, we even have competitors staring at each other across the table, because it's one day a year, no matter who you are in agriculture, to come together and support this. And so, quite frankly, this year we expanded our base of supporters, and it doesn't take much, $1,000 for a lot of these companies, but just to be part of the Ag Day celebration and to also participate. That's almost more important than the money that we raise. But also one of the things actually we were discussing in the board meeting too was, are there things that we could do to get individual contributions to say, hey, I support Ag Day, and get more people overall participating?
Well, you mentioned the fact that we have a lot of different companies and organizations involved. Anything you might say to encourage others who aren't? Because we don't have everybody.
Right. We invite anybody that has anything to do with agriculture to participate. Doesn't take much time. But it's really great to come out here. Today we had a lunch. We doubled the number of attendants for our lunch today. And to talk to some of those enthusiastic FFA kids and the hill visits they're making, and to offer some support to them too. You're seeing the future leaders in agriculture.
Yes, we saw them there. We saw them introduce our elected officials who spoke at lunch. And frankly, they were just as well spoken, in my opinion. So some of the cream of the crop that get involved, and we love to see that. That's Barry Nelson with John Deere, who serves on the board for the Agriculture Council of America. And here from Ag Day Activities, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.